Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
512 News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryant, Austin Price. Still raining out there just a little bit. Watch Breaking Distance when you're driving around. Thanks a lot for letting us ride home with you today. We do appreciate that. Let's go ahead and, Austin, look into the three important things that you need to know about this afternoon.
Okay.
Here's today's top three stories.
City of Pensacola is behind in collecting residential yard waste. It may be until July before a normal collection schedule can be maintained. Sanitation officials confirming they do not have enough crew or trucks to keep up the city's yard debris and pickup routes. We might see an improvement when the city begins its curbside recycling program that is scheduled sometime next month.
And last weekend was full of activity on Pensacola Beach. Red flags and rip currents kept lifeguards on guard as they pulled 58 swimmers from the Gulf. Rip currents are always a major beach safety concern, so Escambia Chief of Water Safety Dave Greenwood says if you are caught in a rip current, remain calm and swim parallel to the shore to escape.
Absolutely good advice there. Here's a third story this afternoon. According to the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission, otherwise known as the FWC, you can fish without a license this Father's Day weekend. Florida is hosting a free, here comes the operative word, freshwater fishing for June 14th through 15th. Freshwater fishing, Mel. The fishing license requirements has been waived for all recreational anglers, residents, and non-residents. All other rules like what you can fish for, bag and size limits, they will definitely still apply.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Well, 15 people were arrested in immigration enforcement operations in Baldwin County yesterday. The FBI says 8 of the people arrested had prior criminal histories. And yesterday's arrests follow another operation on Monday where 10 people were taken in. There's no word on where the arrests were made.
I certainly like being on that track with PPD Pensacola. When something breaks, we know about it, then you know about it immediately.
Right.
Happened in the case of, if you remember, on Friday afternoon, we were reporting. This was during the Friday. The parade was getting ready to roll downtown Pensacola. And then around 6:15, we had a shooting incident at Pensacola Village. Well, they caught the guy who did it, 34-year-old Antonio Demetrius Ewing, been arrested for the homicide that occurred in Pensacola Village on May 30th. He was taken into custody by the U.S. Marshals in Tallahassee this afternoon. PPD's Mike Wood tells us he's being charged with second-degree murder and possession of a firearm by a convicted felon. Ewing is going to be extradited from the Leon County Jail to the Escambia County Jail.
And former Gulf Breeze attorney goes on trial this week for allegedly hitting a young girl in the face with beads during last year's Grand Fiesta Parade. 49-year-old Kelly McGraw charged with misdemeanor battery. According to a report in the PNJ, witnesses claimed that she became verbally aggressive towards a girl and her family and made derogatory comments about their ethnicity. The incident escalated when McGraw allegedly threw beads at the girl after being upset by the sounds of whistles. McGraw has pleaded not guilty.
5:15, Austin Price, looking at that weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Yes, I am. Or should I say, indeed, I am.
There,
because
you go.
This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Indeed.com. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. So how can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. You can start at Indeed.com/credit. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, not too much going on. Do have some backups on North Davis Highway. Traveling eastbound right as you're merging with Scenic in front of UWF's main entrance. Do have some congestion there. Be on the lookout for that. Also, have some issues on Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard, and on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87. As for the weather, 74 degrees. Got some rainfall chances continuing tonight that will bleed into your Thursday, where the high will be 88 and the low will be 78.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Okay, bad news for Florida residents seeking to avoid the summer heat. Your air conditioner may have a recall on it for mold. Air conditioner company Midea recalling 1.7 million through-the-window air conditioners sold locally here in Pensacola at Costco, Home Depot, Lowe's, Walmart, Best Buy, Amazon, then Costco on the national level and other stores across the nation. Hundreds of customers have reported mold in the units, with multiple reports of consumers experiencing symptoms such as respiratory infections, allergic reactions, coughing, sneezing, and even sore throats from that mold exposure.
And a Christian school in Tampa is urging the U.S. Supreme Court to review a case concerning its right to offer a prayer over a stadium loudspeaker before a high school football championship game. Cambridge Christian School argues that the case is crucial for religious liberty. Last week, attorneys filed a petition to overturn a decision which ruled that the loudspeaker announcements were considered government speech. The 11th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals said that blocking the prayer did not violate free speech rights.
517, News Radio 92.3, State of Florida, carrying out its sixth execution this year, putting a man convicted of rape and murder to death last evening. Grinnell Scott has that story.
Anthony Wainwright died by lethal injection Tuesday at the state prison in Stark, northeast of Gainesville. He was convicted of raping and killing Carmen Gayhart more than three decades ago. Wainwright's attorneys, since his sentence was handed down in 1995, have argued that errors in his case led to him being put on death row. On Monday, the U.S. Supreme Court, without comment, denied a final appeal to stop the execution. A relative of the victim said 30 years was too long to wait for justice. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
And Colorado State University's new released Atlantic hurricane forecast is virtually unchanged. Researchers calling for an above-normal season with 17 named storms, 9 hurricanes, and 4 major storms of Category 3 or higher. CSU released its update today, and it will issue new outlooks again on July 9th and August 6th.
Very disturbing information I received earlier this morning. Florida-based Silver Airways ceased flying today. The airline had a prominent footprint at Pensacola International, providing nonstop service to Central and South Florida. It was a restructuring issue that had gone bad after a would-be buyer decided against funding the airline's operation. This was during a sell out of the Chapter 11 bankruptcy proceedings. The decision left passengers stranded at Pensacola International, 5 Florida airports, including Fort Lauderdale, Hollywood International, and 11 locations in the Bahamas and the Caribbean. Eben Brown takes the story just a little bit further this afternoon for us.
Ever since 2011, Silver Airways flew passengers between airports in Florida and the Caribbean. Based at Fort Lauderdale, the airline flew smaller aircraft, including a seaborne plane for flights between St. Thomas and St. Croix that took off and landed in the water. Silver Airways filed for bankruptcy protection last year, but with no prior warning, it stopped flying as of today. A statement from the company tells people who already paid for flights to not head to the airport, and that refunds should be sought through their credit card companies or their travel agency. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
Knocking on the door of 520 here, we'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. Back in just a few minutes with some of the hardest-hitting national headlines happening across your nation today, right here on News Radio 92.3.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
How do you handle stress, worry, or anxiety? If we're not careful, those times of anxiety can rip us apart from the inside. In Matthew chapter 6, Jesus tells us how to deal with worry. And he doesn't say just forget about it or that it'll go away by itself, nor does he say that we should run from it. Instead, Jesus tells us to take it one day at a time. He points out the nonsense of worrying about things we cannot control. Jesus reminds us that God cares for the birds of the air, and he says to you that you are more important to him than many sparrows. God calls us to throw the whole weight of our anxieties on him and allow his spirit to fill our hearts with perfect peace as he handles the many things that are out of our control. I encourage you, rest in Jesus today.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Frustrated with your health insurance? This is Mark Fox, president of CBG. Whether you're a business executive or just trying to afford your next doctor visit, CBG has solutions tailored for you. Our proven strategies can help you flip the script on the insurance companies and healthcare providers. You deserve cost savings and a smarter health plan that works for you. Don't settle for one-size-fits-all insurance. Discover how CBG can protect your people, your family, and your bottom line. Visit cbghealthplan.com.
One time he forgot to fuel up the boat. And it wouldn't be the first time he left his tackle box behind. On one trip he even headed out without his lucky hat. And seems he almost always forgets to wear his sunscreen. But he never forgets to wear the one thing that could save his life. Life jackets save lives. Wear it, Florida.
Visit myfwc.com for more information. The Pensacola housing real estate market has been crazy for the past few years.
How do you know when to buy or sell?
You'll need an expert to help you. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 9 a.m. right after Pensacola Morning News to hear real estate expert Christina Leavenworth with Leavenworth Realty discuss current real estate conditions. That's tomorrow at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Is your business, church organization, civic group, school, or other nonprofit organization having a fundraiser or other community event? Let News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 help you spread the word. Send us your information to be presented on our Here's What's Happening weekly announcements. We look forward to hearing from you. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, Pep Talk. Mornings at 9, right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
We now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Text in your questions at 850-437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Show me.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
523 News Radio 92.3. The inflation numbers for May are mixed this afternoon, though there's no sign of significant increases because of President Trump's tariffs. Jenny Casola has the report.
Inflation on a monthly basis moderated in May as measured by the Consumer Price Index, up 0.1%. The increase is less than forecast, also up 0.1% for core CPI, excluding food and energy. For the year ending in May, CPI rose 2.4%. And core CPI on an annual basis was up 2.8%. Both annual readings are up from April, but cooler than expected. Economists have been looking for signs that tariffs are increasing prices, though they expect the impact to mostly kick in over the summer. The Consumer Price Index peaked at 9.1% in June of 2022, the highest inflation in nearly 41 years. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
524, stocks ending down today amid a report that inflation rose less than expected. Here's Laura Kantner.
The price of airline flights declined 7% in May amid tariff uncertainty and weak travel demand. The results coming from the latest Consumer Price Index report, which also found that inflation on a monthly basis moderated in May, up 0.1%. The increase is less than forecast. Howard Schultz is endorsing Starbucks CEO Brian Nichols' turnaround plan. Nichols' Back to Starbucks strategy focuses on coffee offerings and improving service in order to boost sales. Wall Street finishing Wednesday in the red. The Dow ending down a little over a point. S&P 500 down 17. NASDAQ down 99. Laura Cantor, Fox News.
525, Austin Price. Looking at that weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you, Chris. Yeah, there's a few spots on the roads right now that are not your homeboy. We do have some backups on North Davis Highway if you're traveling eastbound, right as you're going to merge with Scenic in front of UWF's main entrance. No accident there, but it's one of our worst-looking spots right now, and it has been for a while. Also got some issues on Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard and on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87. As for the weather locally, 74 degrees here. Going to have some rainfall chances that will linger around tonight and bleed into your Thursday. We have a pretty consistent drizzle outside. Thursday's high is going to be 88 with a low of 78.
526, News Radio 92.3, immigration enforcement raids and deportations will continue in Los Angeles. And the Trump administration says it will go on. Jared Halpern has more from the White House.
The Trump administration will continue its mass deportation effort, White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says.
Many of you were at those rallies in cities and communities across the country when the president spoke about his commitment to removing violent illegal criminals and anyone who has broken our nation's immigration laws from American communities.
Leavitt says hundreds of immigrants in the country illegally have been arrested in the L.A. area. Protests have emerged in New York City, Chicago, Dallas, Austin, and Seattle. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
And the U.S. is reportedly preparing to evacuate its Iraqi embassy. Reuters reports the decision is due to heightened security concerns in the region. The outlet added their sources did not specify which security concerns led to the decision, but this comes as President Trump has threatened to strike Iran if nuclear program talks with the country failed.
Music world hit hard today. As a matter of fact, a legend who co-founded one of the greatest pop groups of all times has died. Here's Michelle Pollino.
Brian Wilson, the genius behind the Beach Boys, has died. He was 82 years old. Wilson helped create and define the sound of 1960s California with classics like Good Vibrations and California Girls and the groundbreaking album Pet Sounds. Despite a lifetime of struggles with mental illness, addiction, and family turmoil, he remained a visionary force in music, later returning to critical acclaim as a solo artist and performing full versions of Pet Sounds and Smile. He was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1988 and influenced generations of artists, including the Beatles. His family shared the news on Instagram, noting they're heartbroken, ending with a reference to his song of the same name, Love and Mercy. Michelle Pollino, Fox News.
In cities across the country, bracing for more anti-ICE protests, an overnight curfew was put in place in a one-square-mile area of downtown L.A., where most of the violence and vandalism has taken place since the protests began last Friday. Protests have also broken out in New York and Chicago, where thousands demonstrated downtown on Tuesday, as well as in Denver and Washington, D.C.
So is the feud over? Well, Elon Musk appearing to express regret over some of his recent posts against President Trump. Rich Edson, reporting for the White House.
This week, Elon Musk is tweeting an awful lot more about his companies, about criticizing the riots in Los Angeles. And last night, he posts on X, "I regret some of my posts about President Donald Trump last week. They went too far." Musk had ripped into President Trump and the Republicans' Big Beautiful Bill and claimed without him and his massive financial support, Democrats would have swept November's elections. Musk is also now deleting some of those posts from last week, like in light of President's statement about cancellation of my government contracts, SpaceX will begin decommissioning its Dragon spacecraft immediately. Musk did walk that one back last week. And time to drop the really big bomb. Donald Trump's in the Epstein files. That is the real reason they have not been made public.
What a doofus. And Secretary of State Marco Rubio is lashing out against the UK and four other U.S. allies for their decision to impose sanctions against two Israeli far-right cabinet ministers. The UK's foreign minister says that the two Israeli hardliners have been inciting violence against the Palestinians for months now. Norway, Canada, Australia, and New Zealand are also imposing sanctions against the Israelis. On Tuesday, Rubio called for a reversal of the sanctions and said they do not advance U.S.-led efforts to achieve a ceasefire.
More disappointments down at the Kennedy Space Center today. Axiom Mission 4 was scheduled for liftoff this morning from the Kennedy Space Center. Well, SpaceX officials delayed the launch due to a fuel leak. The new launch date hasn't been announced. The Axiom missions are designed to help build a new space station that will attach to the ISS before its planned 2030 retirement. And forecasters at the National Hurricane Center is confirming tropical activity remaining quiet in the Atlantic Basin. No tropical cyclone activity expected during the next 7 days. Another large plume of dust will be moving across the Atlantic. Could reach the state by Friday. The dust, along with the wind shear, will help suppress tropical development.
Alrighty, you're listening to Pensacola right now. 5:30 here in just a few seconds. We got the Fox News bottom of the hour update coming up. When we return, we'll be talking some sports with you. There's a pretty wide array of stuff to get into, including Game 3 of the NBA Finals. That and more coming up on Pensacola right now, News Radio 92.3.
I'm John Saucier. The consumer price index from May rose 2.4%, reflecting a lower-than-expected increase last month. Labor Secretary Lori Chavez de Remer credits President Trump for the steady inflation numbers.
I don't think there's anything in the numbers or anything that is speculating that there will be a recession. And again, the president has been laser-focused, and I think that that's why you're seeing more countries continue to come to the table.
Some economists believe the impact of the president's tariffs haven't trickled through to prices on everyday items bought by Americans yet. L.A. Mayor Karen Bass making a unified call for an end to ICE raids in their cities, blaming the Trump administration for violent protests in L.A. that sparked in response to those raids.
Things began to be difficult on Friday when raids took place, and it's important that I begin there because that is the cause of the problems that have happened in the city of Los Angeles and other cities.
President Trump says Los Angeles would have been destroyed without action. America's listening to Fox News.
Greater Pensacola's leaders are in the tallest buildings and smallest shops. And they come together here to drive growth in innovation, to bridge industries, to share fresh ideas, and to understand how they can play a part in Greater Pensacola's success. the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. We believe local businesses are the cornerstone of a great community.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider, right now offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
Tune in tomorrow at 9:30 to the Pensacola Expert Panel. Alex Jackson, pharmacist at Jackson Pace Pharmacy, will share valuable information on choices you may not realize are available to you when choosing your pharmacy. As Pensacola's longest-standing independent pharmacy, family-owned and operated, the team at Jackson Pace Pharmacy provides expert guidance and works with your insurance plan. Call in or text your questions for Alex Jackson with Jackson Pace Pharmacy tomorrow at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3, and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
Pensacola right now.
Do you really want to hurt me? Do you really want to make me cry?
Here's today's top three stories.
Well, the city of Pensacola behind in collecting residential yard waste. It may be until July before a normal collection schedule can be maintained. Sanitation officials confirmed they do not have enough crews and trucks to keep up with the city's yard debris pickup routes. We might see an improvement when the city begins its curbside recycling program, but again, that is going to be next month.
All right. Last weekend was actually a full activity on Pensacola Beach. Really busy out there. Red flags and rip currents kept lifeguards on duty. They pulled 58 swimmers from the Gulf. Rip currents are always a major beach safety concern. SCAMU Chief of Water Safety, Dave Greenwood, says if you're caught in the rip current, remain calm while floating horizontally with the shore to help you escape that.
And your third and final top story this afternoon. According to the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission, you can fish without a license this Father's Day weekend. Florida hosting free freshwater fishing for June 14th and 15th. The fishing license requirement has been waived for all recreational anglers, residents, and non-residents. All other rules, like what you can fish for, bag, and size limits, will still apply.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
The best team in baseball keeps winning.
3-2. High fly ball, center field. Kowser back at the track, at the wall. He cannot make the catch. It's gone. Straight away, center, torque bomb. It is 5-1.
Spencer Torkelson on FanDuel Sports Network with what proved to be the game-winning runs on that home run. The Tigers go on to beat the Orioles 5-3. Detroit with the most wins in baseball with 44. The New York Mets right behind the Tigers. They've got 43 wins after a 5-4 come-from-behind victory in extra innings. Jeff McNeil with the game-winning hit, down two runs. New York scoring two in the bottom of the eighth at home to knot things up. Manny Machado with a 5-RBI night as the Padres beat up on the rival world champion Dodgers 11-1. Aaron Judge launching a mammoth home run in the first inning to get the Yankees going. The Bronx Bombers crushing the Royals in Kansas City 10-2. Austin Wells drove in five runs on the night for New York. The first-place Cubbies, they double up the Phillies 8-4. The Blue Jays outslug the Cardinals 10-9. San Francisco Giants, they had to rally to beat the worst team in baseball, the Colorado Rockies 6-5. Rangers put a licking on the Twins 16-4. Reds win the Battle of Ohio, blanking the Guardians 1-0. Red Sox beat the Rays at Fenway 3-1. Other winners on the diamond, the Marlins, Brewers, White Sox, Angels, and Diamondbacks. From the WNBA, the Indiana Fever say Caitlin Clark is ramping up for her return, but she better hurry up and get back. The Fever getting beat by the Dream 77-58. Meanwhile, the Liberty, the defending champions, they are undefeated 9-0 to start the season after a dominant win over Chicago. For more scores, stories, and features, go to foxsports.com. I'm Frank Lanza.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And the Indiana Pacers hosting the Oklahoma City Thunder in Game 3 of the NBA Finals tonight. The series is tied 1-1, and Pacers star guard Tyrese Haliburton said that he will not be limited by a lower leg issue. Of course, that was a concern after he left Sunday's post-game press conference with a notable limp. But if you want to catch Game 3, all you got to do is at 6:30 or 7 o'clock, if you like listening to us, you can go over to our sister station, ESPN Pensacola, and find coverage of Game 3 of Thunder and Pacers. You can find ESPN Pensacola on 99.1 FM. 1330 AM or on the ESPN Pensacola mobile app that is absolutely free.
537 News Radio 92.3. Couple of local stories of interest here. Pensacola posted a big win Tuesday, downing Rocket City 6-0. Wahoos now 30-28 in the 25 season. Tonight, Pensacola back on the road. It is game two of a six-game series against the Trash Pandas. They'll throw that first pitch in about an hour for right now, 6:35 up in Huntsville. And also this weekend, Friday through Saturday, get ready to drop your lines at the Bill Hargraves Fishing Rodeo. They do this over at the Grand Lagoon Yacht Club on Gulf Beach Highway. The event starts with a captain's meeting on Thursday night. Fishing starts early Friday morning, continues throughout Saturday. Final weigh-in on Saturday. They give the trophies and awards on Sunday. So it's a nice Father's Day weekend going around the area. And also, there are calls to shut down a performance-enhanced athletic event. You might be familiar with this. Here it is. Frank Lanza has the story.
The World Anti-Doping Agency is urging public authorities to KO plans for the enhanced games in Las Vegas, scheduled for next year. The president of the global watchdog of doping in sports saying we will urge the U.S. authorities to find legal ways to block this initiative. Organizers of the games scheduled for next May promise $1 million bonuses to beat world record times by athletes who will be encouraged to use performance-enhancing drugs, but under medical supervision. WADA's leader saying, for the sake of athlete health and the purity of sport, of course, it must be stopped. Frank Lanza, Fox News.
And we were mentioning the NBA just a couple minutes ago. Well, I got more on that for you. The Phoenix Suns are discussing potential trade destinations for Kevin Durant. ESPN reports the team has sat down multiple times over the past week with Durant's business partner, boardroom CEO Rich Kleeman, to discuss trade scenarios. Several NBA teams have had a reported interest in trading for the two-time NBA champ, including the Houston Rockets and Miami Heat. Trade talks involving Durant date back to the league's trade deadline in February.
539, News Radio 92.3, the governing body of women's tennis now offering players planning a family new protections. Boy, how times have changed. Here's Frank Lanza coming back. He's got more on this story.
The WTA announcing female tennis players who wish to freeze their eggs or embryos so they can start a family at a later date will now have their rankings protected. Any player ranked in the world's top 750 who spends more than 10 weeks away from the courts would be eligible. Players like American and 2017 U.S. Open champion Sloane Stephens says the rule will reduce the pressure on players to return to the court too quickly. The 32-year-old Stephens says she has twice used the offseason to freeze her eggs. Players who undergo fertility treatment will be able to use their special ranking to enter up to three tournaments within 10 weeks of returning to the court. Frank Lanza, Fox News.
This is your CBS Sports Minute. This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by WeatherGuard Truck and Van Equipment. They're just as driven as the hardworking pros they serve. Sean Cerrone recently reported that Kevin Durant and Rich Kleiman are sorting through potential trade options, and the interested teams in Durant are the Rockets, Spurs, Timberwolves, Heat, and Knicks. At one point, I thought the Heat were the favorites to land KD, and Giannis Antetokounmpo would be dealt to the Spurs this offseason, but with it now looking likely that Giannis will stay in Milwaukee, I'll say San Antonio gets the deal done for Durant. I'm Zach Gelb.
For more than half a century, contractors and trade professionals have relied on WeatherGuard for heavy-duty truck and van storage equipment, not just to protect their tools, but to protect their professional reputations. Whether it's inside or outside of work vehicles, a WeatherGuard badge means pros can trust that their hard-earned name is in good hands. Since 1968 and every day since, WeatherGuard has been protecting anything it takes to build a professional reputation. WeatherGuard, established in 1968, proven every day. WeatherGuard.com.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. Wounded Warrior Project was created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war, whether those scars are physical or mental. Wounded Warrior Project, we never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Learn more about what we do at woundedwarriorproject.org.
Here's today's health news.
Okay, a Chinese woman suspected of smuggling fungi into the country is awaiting her detention hearing. Garrett Teeny has more from Detroit.
Prosecutors say Sheng Xuan Han tried to smuggle in biological material that's regularly used in research labs, but that you need a permit for to bring into the country. And this researcher didn't have a permit and allegedly lied on the manifest when she tried mailing at least four packages with those materials from her lab at a university in Wuhan, China, to researchers at a lab at the University of Michigan. That's where Han was invited to be a visiting scholar in Ann Arbor. But when she landed in Detroit on Sunday, she was arrested after allegedly lying to agents about the packages she had tried to mail.
And a bill aiming to keep abortion-inducing drugs from entering Louisiana is awaiting Governor Jeff Landry's signature. The State House of Representatives granted its final approval of the bill on Tuesday. The legislation prohibits out-of-state providers from dispensing abortion drugs to Louisiana residents, either online or in person. Testifying in support of the bill last month, Louisiana Attorney General Liz Merle said, "These are not doctors providing health care, they are drug dealers."
543 News Radio 92.3. Thanks a lot for having us on today. We do appreciate that. New study out finds that more children are dying from gun violence in states that have less restrictive firearm laws. Lisa Brady has more.
This is House Call for Health. A study is looking at data from the 13 years after a 2010 Supreme Court decision that limited local government's ability to restrict gun ownership. And it finds gun-related deaths of children and teenagers rose in states that relaxed gun laws. Researchers finding the amount of kids under age 18 who died from firearm injuries exceeded the expected figure for that time by nearly 7,500, a total of 23,000 deaths. The nine states that enforced the strictest gun laws had no increase in youth firearm deaths. That study published in JAMA Pediatrics. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, Elisa Brady. Fox News.
Three more states have USDA waivers in hand to prevent buying sugary food and drinks using SNAP benefits. Cornell Scott has the story.
Health and Human Services Secretary Robert Kennedy Jr. said the government isn't against candy and soda, but given health risks,
taxpayer dollars should not be funding these injuries to our children.
Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins signed three new waivers, making it six states not allowing use of SNAP benefits to buy candy and soda. And she said their work will expand.
In crafting the new dietary guidelines for Americans, which are set to be released very soon.
Rollins said dairy, fruit, vegetables, and meats will be at the center of those new recommendations, with more limits put on unhealthy options. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
545 on News Radio 92.3. Austin Price looking at the weather and local traffic together.
Alrighty, let's see. Not too much going on the roads from what I can see. Do have some backups on Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound towards Highway 87. Also have some on Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard. Outside of that, though, the last major spot's just going to be what we've already been touching on. North Davis Highway traveling eastbound right in front of UWF's main entrance, right where you merge with Scenic. Still got some backups over there. As for the weather on a local scale, 74 degrees. Rainfall chance is going to linger tonight and ramp back up tomorrow, where the high is going to be 88 and the low is going to be 70.
All right, there's your local snapshot. The Plains and Gulf Coast going to see a risk of flooding because of heavy rain. Janice Dean's back. She has more in this Fox weather forecast.
Widespread showers and thunderstorms continue across the Plains states and Gulf Coast, especially sections of Texas, Arkansas, and Louisiana, where days of rain will cause major flooding concerns. There's also the chance of stronger storms for the upper Midwest Thursday and Friday. Meanwhile, the heat continues out west with temperatures moderating somewhat for the northwest, where many record highs have been broken. The desert southwest will now be the target for the dangerous conditions. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now.
President Donald Trump is touting the deal with China that revives their trade truce in its pending final approval. Posting to True Social today, the president said China would supply critical rare earth minerals up front, and then Chinese students would be able to attend U.S. colleges and universities. Disney and Universal are teaming up in a lawsuit against artificial intelligence image creator Midjourney, alleging copyright infringement. The filing represents the first AI copyright lawsuit from some of Hollywood's giants. The lawsuit claims the company used and distributed AI-generated characters from the studios, like Star Wars, The Simpsons, and other films. Stocks finished lower on Wall Street today with the Dow off a point. The S&P dropped 16 and the NASDAQ was down nearly 100. Crude oil futures for July sit under $69 a barrel. That's your money now.
Well, the White House is holding its daily press briefings this afternoon. I always like to usually do these during the middle of the day. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt telling our reporters inflation has been coming in below expectations ever since President Trump took office.
Core inflation held steady and remains at the lowest level since March of 2021. Wage growth remains strong. The average private sector worker is on track to see their real earnings increase by around $1,200 adjusted for inflation. And prices continue to fall for everyday Americans.
And General Motors planning to invest $4 billion in domestic manufacturing. The Detroit-based company will shift some production from Mexico to the U.S. as the automaker navigates tariffs that could drive prices higher. According to GM, the investment will be made over the next 2 years and is for its gas and electric vehicles. The new investment will give GM the ability to assemble more than 2 million vehicles per year in the U.S.
All right. Afternoon, everybody. You're listening to News Radio 92.3 Pensacola right now. The cyber attack on a big food distributor is starting to result in empty shelves. Here's Jenny Casola.
United Natural Foods distributes natural and organic foods to multiple chains, Whole Foods, Target, Amazon, Walmart, grocery co-ops, and smaller chains. The Wall Street Journal says the cyber attack that forced it to shut down some systems last week is now resulting in shortages at some locations. United Natural Foods, based in Providence, Rhode Island, says it hopes to restore normal operations by Sunday. Some stores have reported they're not able to place orders and have complained that the company doesn't have a better backup plan. Whole Foods apologized and says it's working to restock shelves as quickly as possible. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
And tipping is slightly rising this year for full-service restaurants. New data from the payment company Toast found tipping averages rose to 19.4% from 19.3% last year. The data also showed servers in Delaware get the best tips and those in California receive the worst. While the numbers are still down from peak pandemic highs of 19.9%, it's similar to numbers seen in 2018 and 2019.
Republic Airways CEO Brian Bedford had his nomination hearing to be the next FAA administrator before the Senate Commerce Committee today. He acknowledged the agency's dual challenge of outdated technology and chronic understaffing. Here's the latest from Lauren Simonetti.
Committee Chair Ted Cruz asked about that.
This committee will provide the FAA with over $12 billion for the most urgently needed improvements. What specific accountability mechanisms would you implement to ensure that the FAA is successful in this modernization effort?
We have an opportunity to bring commercial practices into the FAA in terms of how we run a competition using American manufacturers to take technology that exists today, not moonshot technology, but things that we're installing in Dubai today, making Dubai the world-class aviation system. That technology needs to be deployed here, and it needs to be deployed now.
At Newark Airport in New Jersey, I'm Lauren Simonetti, Fox Business.
And Disney and Universal Pictures suing an AI image generator for copyright infringement. The lawsuit filed in L.A. Wednesday says Midjourney's program creates images that blatantly incorporate and copy some of the studio's characters from franchises like Star Wars and Despicable Me. This is the first lawsuit against alleged AI theft brought by major Hollywood studios. And Universal and Disney argue that Midjourney should be able to use the same safeguards used to prevent images with violence or nudity from being created to block images with their characters.
More AI information to pass along today. One of the leading figures in the world of artificial intelligence sharing his vision on how it's going to change human experience over the next 15 years. Lily Wu has more on the story.
OpenAI CEO Sam Altman writing in an essay called The Gentle Singularity that in 2026, the world will likely see the arrival of AI systems that can figure out novel insights, that is, new, previously unknown or unique understandings or discoveries about a topic. He also believes his company's AI chatbot ChatGPT is already more powerful than any human who's ever lived, writing hundreds of millions rely on it every day and for increasingly important tasks. Several competitors have already shifted their focus to training AI models that can help scientists come up with new hypotheses. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
5:52 here. We'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. Back in just a couple minutes with some pop culture notes to help ease you into this 5 o'clock hour, or rather ease you into the 6 o'clock hour right here on News Radio 92.3.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate, managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise. Avalon HR can help you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
June 13th through June 29th, Pensacola Little Theater presents Camelot, a timeless musical that transports audiences to the legendary kingdom of King Arthur, his beloved Queen Guinevere, and the valiant Knights of the Round Table. Filled with romance, chivalry, and the pursuit of an idealized society, the story explores themes of honor, betrayal, and the struggle to maintain peace in a world rife with conflict. Secure your tickets for this show online at PensacolaLittleTheater.com or at the PLT box office.
Gun show this weekend in Pensacola. Hundreds of guns, knives, ammo, coins, and more. This is a buy-sell trade event. Private sales and sellers welcome. Brand new event located at the Haji Shrine Temple at 800 West 9 Mile Road, Saturday 9 to 4 and Sunday 10 to 3. Admission $10 per person. Kids under 14 are free. Free. Discounts for law enforcement, military, firefighters, and first responders. For more information, USAGunShowsFL.com.
Join Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola this Friday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Dr. Rebecca Gibbons will be here to answer your questions about the many benefits of acupuncture. If you suffer from chronic back pain, neuropathy, or joint pain, or even stress and anxiety, this is a show you will not want to miss this Friday at 9 with Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Text or call with your questions, 850-437-1620.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings 5 till 9 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Put on your red shoes and dance the blues. Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
5:55. Heads up, Pensacola. Austin Price looking at that weather and local traffic together. News Radio 92.3.
I sure am. Let's see. Luckily, not too much going on the roads here. Do still have some backups on Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard. Also have some issues on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87. Outside of those couple spots, though, there's not much holding you up for too long at this time. Please continue to stay safe out there because, of course, it's been a steady drizzle throughout this afternoon, and that's going to continue into tonight. We do have rain chances bleeding into your Thursday as well, where the high is going to be 88 and the low is going to be 78.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Another case of visitors getting just a little bit too close to the wildlife in a national park. Tom Rigotti has more.
In this case, it was a bison at Yellowstone National Park in Wyoming. Park rangers say a large group of visitors got too close to the animal and it charged, goring a 30-year-old man from Randolph, New Jersey, about 40 miles west of New York City. His injuries are described as minor. The unnamed man was the second person gored by a bison this spring in Yellowstone, joining a man from Cape Coral, Florida, attacked last month. Park regulations require visitors to keep at least 25 yards away from bison, which can run up to 35 miles per hour, faster than the men's world record in the 100-meter dash. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
And the Assistant Homeland Security Secretary calling out Kim Kardashian, of all people, for speaking against Immigration and Customs Enforcement raids. Kardashian encouraged the public to speak up against injustice, and Trisha McLaughlin responded on X, writing, "Which one of these convicted child molesters, murderers, drug traffickers, and rapists would you like to stay in the country?" McLaughlin's response, of course, comes as President Trump doubles down on his immigration agenda and protests continue in the city.
A new documentary dives into the deadly Titanic tour expedition. This was terrible when this thing happened, this event happened.
Yeah.
Michelle Polino has the story for you.
Titan, the Ocean Gate disaster, traces the years leading up to the 2023 tragedy that killed all five passengers on the Titan submersible. The film explores the vision and controversy surrounding Ocean Gate CEO Stockton Rush, who touted the sub as a revolution in deep-sea tourism until it catastrophically imploded off the coast of Newfoundland.
Stockton fully believed in what he was doing and that it would work.
He wanted fame to fuel his ego.
The doc uses whistleblower accounts, audio recordings, and never-before-seen footage to expose the fatal flaws behind the mission to the Titanic and the man who led it. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And How to Train Your Dragon is expected to fly to a fast start at the box office. The live-action remake is projected to make between $70 and $80 million in its first weekend in theaters. The film will overtake Disney's Lilo and Stitch, which took its first 3 weeks and has brought in $775 million worldwide.
Well, the world's most popular TikTok star has left the U.S. after being detained by ICE.
Yeah, I heard about this.
No clue who this is, but here's Sue Guzman.
Khaby Lame, who has more than 160 million followers on TikTok, has self-deported after being detained by immigration agents in Las Vegas for allegedly overstaying his visa. The 25-year-old Senegalese-Italian influencer had been in the country since arriving April 30th and detained by ICE officials at Harry Reid International Airport. He was allowed to leave voluntarily without a deportation order. He rocketed to fame on TikTok in 2020, posting mostly wordless videos with humorous facial expressions and body language in his sketches. This year, he was appointed UNICEF Goodwill Ambassador. Sue Guzman, Fox News.
Yeah, that dude's set for life either way, in the U.S. or not. And the prosecution is questioning the integrity of a juror in the Sean Diddy Combs sex crimes trial in New York. Prosecutors claim the juror showed a lack of candor with the court when he said his pre-existing knowledge of the case would not stop him from being fair. The defense claims prosecutors are introducing thinly veiled effort to dismiss a black juror. The judge said he'll resolve the issue before the weekend. Meanwhile, testimony from the woman known as Jane, who claims Combs abused her, is being called too graphic to print by several news outlets.
He's a fashion influencer who pokes fun at the president and vice president for whatever they wear. But now they may have the last laugh. Here's CJ Papa.
The man with millions of followers decided to poke the bear. Now he's on the radar of the Department of Homeland Security. Derek Guy pointed to a lack of legal immigration in a post on X that's gone viral, hammering the Trump administration's deportation crackdown, writing he's not sure if he technically broke an immigration law, adding he came here without legal documentation and eventually fell into the category of being an undocumented immigrant. He said he's originally from Vietnam before he and his parents moved to Canada and finally the U.S. DHS read the post, responded on X with a Spy Kids gif of a pair of covert glasses zooming in. CJ Papa, Fox News.
Traffic, local news, and a lot of weather coming up in about 12 minutes or so. Thanks for having us on. This is News Radio 92.3.
Local talk in the morning, 5 to 9 with Andrew McKay is on News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.